This is Back to Reality.
Hey, it's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Roundtable from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be here at your service presenting what is the center of all the questions which are very much at a stake and very much crucial and controversial. So with me, I have two very dear guests today, Sister Masuma and Sister Hadise, whom I would, first of all, I say salam to both of you. And then I would want you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is Masuma. I'm studying English literature.
Okay, thank you. What about you, Sister Hadise?
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I am Hadise Zahra. I've studied psychology and now I'm going to study business administration. I am 23 years old.
Okay, so we would have a lot of good points to be shared in here from the one who knows business and psychology and the one who knows literature. So, family is usually the nest, the place in which I grow and the place I feel so much of belonging, all my good memories, and family is the center of all the human emotions that first started to grow in me, inside of me, inside of my heart. And it was the place in which I started to establish different ideologies, the very building block of my existence. So in today's episode of Back to Reality, we will be discussing the changing definition of family. And do you think that the definition of family has changed by time?
By time, I would say, yeah. As we grow, the definition changes.
Even to ourselves?
Yeah, to ourselves. When we were younger,
okay,
I
now
personally...
it's more interesting. Please define that changing.
Because, for example, when I was a kid, family was only mommy and daddy. I'm firstborn, so at that point, it was just me, mommy, and daddy. And then, like, okay, now we have a brother. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we have a sister. Now I am a sister. Back, I was just a child. Now, you know, the meaning is changing slightly. Even to that little Masuma that was, it changed. Then we grew up, and I realized, okay, sometimes you choose your family. Like, for example, my parents chose each other. They were not family from very beginning. Oh, that surprise point. Oh, you did not know each other since you were born? You know, so it changes. And then when you start making friends, and this is where I think, again, the teenage era, it's very hard because you get to choose new family, kind of, because they're friends you spend most of the time with. And then sometimes when we are not communicating well enough with our own blood family, we think that there are some people that never understand me and I belong to somewhere else.
What about you, Sister Hadise? How do you define family?
Absolutely agree with Masume. It's like relatable. We actually feel like our blood relations are more important as children, as we are child, you know, because we have no connection with other strangers. Mm-hmm. And especially like schoolmates, classmates, we really love them, but they cannot replace a family, you know.
So family is not the people that are connected to us by blood?
No, I do not think so. I think that
who
family
else is
could
considered
be,
to be family?
Like, I consider one of my friends who's been my friend like since 7 years. I consider her family. Like, even scientifically, they say if you've got to know someone for more than 7 years and they have been nice friends with you, they've shared mutual interests, they've shared mutual, you know, hobbies, mutual skills. You hang out more, they know real you, they know your emotions, mm-hmm. they know your ups and downs. I personally feel like people who you really feel safe with, you can be vulnerable. They can be your family, because family could be blood, but sometimes you cannot be really real to them. You don't feel the urge to be vulnerable. But sometimes with that friend who you've just got to know like for a few years, you feel more safe as teenagers. I'm talking honestly on behalf of youth here.
Exactly.
And I know that whoever I've met, people of my age or even teenagers, they feel very much family with their friends.
Yeah, of course. That's why we're discussing it in here, because I also believe that sometimes there isn't that much point of understanding in the family as much as it is with your friends, specifically at a very vulnerable age. I think at that point you would come to believe that maybe the friends that I have are the sisters and brothers that God has given me through some other avenues. Like I met them in my classmates, in my workplace.
Yeah, and then they call it unbiological sister,
exactly.
Brother.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but if we put that aside, there was a time at which people thought family is the center. Yeah. And family is that anchoring point, the point of gravity. But do you think it's like that still?
I would want to continue my definition of family as I was growing up. Because I was still a teenager, mm-hmm. which I thought that, okay, my family is not my family anymore and I belong to my friends. But as we grew up, I realized that, okay, friends also have some limits. And of course, we got to change our friends and this and that. But I realized that when we were kids, we built an image of our parents in our mind. And then from a point on, we did not talk to them. We did not communicate with them. And we just characterized something. Well, sometimes we made an angel out of them. And sometimes we made a monster out of them.
A beastly character.
Yeah, from ourselves. Mm-hmm. But now that I see myself, that now I'm a young adult, I have the skills now to communicate with them better. Now I can understand them better, not just as, you know, daughter to father or daughter to mother, but like as a human to human. So now family has a different meaning to me. Now it's not that I always want safety, security from them.
Or approval.
Yes. Now
but
I
have
I
a question, Massimo. Can you tell all your secrets to your family?
No,
are
it's
you,
not, it's
are you
not
feel,
that.
Are you this comfortable with them that you can communicate everything with them?
I'm not saying you should communicate everything with them. Well, of course, no one. You're not going to tell your secrets fully to someone. I think that's not super wise to do. Just a little advice from me. Just be careful. What I'm trying to say is that now family has a different meaning to me. Back then, it was always that they should be provider. But now I see that, okay, this relation that is being created, now I want to be more active than this family. Now I want to be comfort to my parents as well. Now you see, the meaning of family has changed. Back then,
yeah,
it was just a
so
safe zone.
It's your definition, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Now I want to be part of this safety. I want to create also comfort for them. So the meaning, you know, changes, even in this short life that I've had.
Oh, that's great, but I cannot relate to that, honestly.
No, I'm not saying that I'm going to be, you know, sharing my all
opinions
with
them. But I'm just telling
them.
You, yeah.
Yeah,
your experience is respectable, but not, I think, if honestly, you look at majority of youth, they have a different experience with their families. They're not enough comfortable to be, you know, let alone secrets, but they find family in friends. And I think in this way we are different. But I respect my family. I love my family, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. But I have my different respect for them. And they are on first level than friends. But when it comes to family, I have seen strangers. Oh, my God. Like my personal experience when I went to Arbaeen Walk. And there was this very lovely grandma who was staying in her house in Najaf. I did not know her. She did not know me. I did not know her name. She did not know my name. And we could not even communicate well because she speaks Arabic and I speak English and, of course, Persian and other languages. I could speak to her very limited, like, what is your name or how are you? This much, not really much. And honestly, it felt more than lovely and more than unexpectedly. The amount of love this female, this lovely lady was filled with. Every time I'm coming back from the shrine, she's preparing a lot of food and then she's coming to me. Other than the food, other than that hospitality, the very, very family-like feeling I got. As if she's my own grandma, you know? I never even got that feeling from my own grandma. Because if it was hot outside, she would literally turn the fan from to my side and she would sleep in the hot weather. It was very shocking for me. A few times when I woke up, I saw that the air conditioner, the fan is on my side and she's sleeping on the other side, which is hot. This much of self-sacrifice, this much of hospitality is, in Iraqi people, if you see, it's expected.
Oh, yeah.
But someone who would, and when I woke up a few times, she literally told me, come to me. And she was like, Ta'al, and then she called me. I understood she's calling me, right? She did my braids. Like, she literally did my hair and everything, made it. it was very lovely. I did not really expect it to be like that. She was like my own grandma, even though she doesn't know me.
Exactly. There are some things in this world that would create that point of, that bond, let me say, and that connection, which seems to be as strong as your family bonds and connections. In what ways? One of them probably is going to be related to what you mentioned. The ideology sometimes bring us all together in a way that we do not expect it. Like, we all have been there in that walk and we have had the experience. We all have seen that people do not know each other, but they care for each other as if they're a family.
Because during you're on the same path.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another thing is war. When war happens, all the people of the same country would feel like they are members of the same family.
Yeah, they cry for each other. I'm crying for the brother I've never had.
Even if you did not know them.
Exactly. So this is very extraordinary.
This is being human. I think this is what we were meant to be. But in small levels, in some levels, I would say we failed and we thought that this is not possible. Hence, we were surprised with this. I think we should have not been surprised. It should have been normal to be loved and accepted and to share this positive energy with each other. I think this should have been normal.
When I went to the Arbain pilgrimage for the first time, the only thing that was hitting my mind was the idea that, oh, so this is going to be heaven. Heaven is going to look like this. All the people, without knowing each other, they would greet each other, they would have each other's back, they would do everything for your health, they would do everything to make you happy, to make you satisfied. And that would really look like heaven. And then after that, during the time of war, I figured out that sometimes family are not the ones that share the same blood with you. Family are just the people that care for you, that understand you.
Exactly. I really agree. And even if you see Sister Asma, if you talk about blood, at the end of the day, we are all and all brothers and sisters by Prophet Adam.
Exactly.
And we are all from his inheritance, you know, we are all from his heritage.
Yeah.
We are all from one man. Our father is the same. So our blood, by if my grandfather is someone else, if your grandfather is someone else, at end they all are one.
And then even in this blood, there are some people who get deviated from the right path. So once they're deviated, they're no longer family.
I agree. And sometimes
they would become the evil's family.
And that's why we're surprised with kindness. That's why we're surprised with positivity.
Exactly. That's why. So family is probably the way we look at things. Like, again, it was among one of the narrations that all the human beings are the family of God. So if you look at them like the members of God's family, then you're going to be kinder to them, then you're going to be more generous towards them, then you're going to be more welcoming. At least in the morning when you wake up and you enter the bus, when you take a taxi, when you see other people, the least you can share with them is a smile on your face instead of being all the time so grumpy and so sad for no reason and sharing, inflicting people with misery.
Yeah, exactly. That reminded me of actually Sister Asma hadith.
Yeah, but we have to say it very quickly.
Okay, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says, "The believers in their mutual love and mercy are like one body."
Exactly.
This is a very perfect hadith to remind us we are all one.
Exactly. So also we have it in poems. If I want to wrap it up, to wrap today's episode up, I will put it this way, that all, just as Sister Hadisa mentioned, all the human beings are of the same body. So that's why we get sometimes shocked that why, when something like a war happens to some parts, some organs of this body, why the other parts of the world do not feel it? Because we must feel it. We must feel that our family members are suffering. And again, this was another food for your thought, to think about it, to ponder upon it, and to see if really we are practicing this family relationship with every member of the world. Thank you so much. Until another episode, take care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا let the ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.